Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The USDA has made a significant investment in the region's dairy industry. The department directed $20 million to the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. The Center for Dairy Research and the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association administer the Business Innovation Alliance. Grace Atherton with Cheesemakers shares more on the new money and how it will allow the alliance to expand. But first, Grace, for people who are unfamiliar with the alliance, tell us who you are and what you do.
So the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance was created as part of the 2018 U.S. Farm Bill. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin proposed DBIA and several other dairy business innovation initiatives across the country that would support innovation and advancement in the dairy industry. So since its inception back in 2018, the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance in Wisconsin has administered over $3.7 million in 79 grants to dairy farms and businesses in a five-state coverage area. We've conducted market research and product development projects, and we've delivered a lot of direct technical assistance as well to Midwestern dairy farmers and processors. So the main goal of DBIA is really just to strengthen and help advance the dairy industry in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. It currently covers Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. And we're very fortunate to have support in that endeavor from USDA, as you mentioned, and Senator Baldwin, and to have the partnership of the Center for Dairy Research in that effort.
So what will Center for Dairy Research and the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association do with the money?
Well, the $20 million that was announced yesterday in Waterloo, Wisconsin, will come from the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funds. And that $20 million will help expand DBIA's coverage area, first of all. We'll be able to serve dairy businesses in Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Nebraska, and Ohio, in addition to our five-state coverage area that we currently have. That money will also help us increase the available grant funding we can provide to dairy farmers and processors in that region. So our Business Builder program is designed to provide grants for small to medium-sized projects, things like diversifying on-farm activity, creating value-added products, engaging in export activities, things like that. Those awards will now be eligible for up to $100,000 per award, with thanks to this funding. And our Industry Impact Grant Program, which is designed to support larger scale efforts that could have an impact across the entire dairy industry in the upper Midwest, those will be bumped up to up to $500,000 per award. So we're really seeing an increase in both coverage area of DBIA and available grant funding, which will be incredibly helpful, we hope, and we think, to dairy farmers and processors in the region. We'll also be able to launch some new dairy research projects at CDR, which is very exciting. And we're hoping to create a mentorship program so we can help engage longtime dairy business leaders in the area with newer entrepreneurs to really continue that creativity and that advancement that keeps the industry moving forward.
And as you mentioned, it's not just the footprint that will be expanding, it's also the pocketbook of how much money in grants that can go out. How can dairy businesses take advantage of grant money today? Is there an application period that's open right now? Is there a website with more information?
There absolutely is. So if folks go to cdr.wisc.edu/DBIA, I know that's a lot of letters, cdr.wisc.edu/DBIA, they'll find information there about DBIA's technical assistance programs that we offer, as well as those grant programs. So the next round of the Dairy Business Builder Grants, which again are those small to medium-sized grants we offer to dairy farmers and processors, those will be open again for new applications in September of this year of 2022. And we just finished a round of Industry Impact Grants, which again are those larger dollar, larger impact proposals. So those should be announced later this fall.
to talk about another aspect of what this money can do, research. And you already said there will be more research underway. Can you give us some specific examples of what the Center for Dairy Research has been working on?
Sure. So we're excited, as you mentioned, to be able to use some of this funding through the American Rescue Plan Act for these new dairy research projects at Center for Dairy Research. That's really, as their name suggests, that's really what they are the experts at, creating, you know, exploring new pathways and new innovative projects to help further the dairy industry as a whole. So we're looking forward to supporting the pursuit of things like creating value-added products, what options there might be there that haven't been explored yet, as well as sort of emerging research opportunities like biofermentation of dairy residues. So there are a lot of opportunities there. There are a lot of different research angles that can be pursued, and we're very much looking forward to doing that at CDR.
How is the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance helping our dairy producers and processors get through the challenges that we're facing today, from supply chain disruption to inflation?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of common challenges that dairy farmers and processors are seeing, and we're excited that this funding will not only build on the foundation of the impact DBIA has already had, helping folks with, whether it's raising capital, getting a grant for a project that they've been wanting to pursue that will change their business or change the industry in some way, to serving more farmers and processors in a broader area, because we know this industry is so connected. No one does it alone, and this is a very well-connected dairy industry that we have, and we want to support that. All the way to, creating a mentorship program. I think one key strength of DBIA that we're looking to build on, and a strength of the dairy industry really as a whole, is the ability to connect longtime dairy business leaders, folks who have been in the industry for decades and have plenty of experience to draw on, connecting those people with newer entrepreneurs, people who might be just starting out making cheese or yogurt or butter or whatever it might be, because that's how we learn, right? That's how folks that are newer to the industry can learn to tackle challenges that might come up that these longer time leaders may have experienced already and can offer some advice on.
Grace Atherton joining us, the Communications Director at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Again, Cheesemakers partners with the Center for Dairy Research in administering the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. And the DBIA just got $20 million from USDA to expand its services. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.